programme, research published this morning shows that young people become less involved in cultural activities as they prepare for the Leaving Cert and leaving school. The study, carried out by the ESRI and funded by the Arts Council, charts a decline in reading for pleasure and taking classes in music, drama or dance. 17-year-old Noon Abu Bakar lives in Wexford and is a member of Wexford Youth Theatre. She says the education system doesn't give enough encouragement to young people in the arts, despite the enthusiasm of children and teenagers.
I think that it's very common knowledge in younger ages that the arts are important. And I know so many children that have been involved in the arts and some of my friends' siblings that are involved in the arts. But I think that kind of disappears when you go into secondary school because of the like more extreme commitment you have to give for education. And I just think that it's so sad that people have to sacrifice the things that they enjoy for that. And that the arts aren't really deemed as something worthy of your time because they don't give you a future, even though they very well can. Even though there are a wide range of subjects to choose from for the Leaving Cert course, I don't personally think any of them is encouraging people enough to do the arts, except for obviously art, which is not something that I've personally taken. But I feel like there is just so much more that we could add. We could add dance, we could add theatre. And these are subjects that are offered in other education systems as well. So I don't really understand why they can't be offered in the one that we have now.
Noon Abu Bakar there from Wexford. Joining us now is Shona Nivrian, who's Head of Young People, Children and Education with the Arts Council. Shona, we know that young people can be incredibly creative. I suppose in later life, a lot of us wish we could recapture that creativity. What does this research tell us about what happens as they go through the teenage years?
What it tells us really is that there's a decline in participation from ages 9 and 13 through to age 17. And I think it's really important, actually, that we're launching this research today because it gives us a moment to really think about, you know, on the one hand, maybe that's not surprising. There's a decline in participation in all kinds of activities as young people prepare for the Leaving Cert. But is that really how it should be? And particularly at the moment, given the implications of COVID-19 and how many extracurricular activities are curtailed in the lives of young people, it's really important for us to really think about, well, actually, what are the opportunities that they're missing out on and how can we make sure that there is provision for young people really to express themselves at this time and to be able to develop their skills and capacities.
Are there differences between boys and girls, and does your social background affect your ability to take part in the arts or cultural activities?
Well, the research does show differences. It builds on earlier research that we published with the ESRI back in 2016, and that was looking at the infant cohort and the child cohort at ages 9 and 13. And I suppose what you do see is that if you participated earlier in life, you're more likely to participate later on. So the kind of differences that we saw in the earlier research do appear again. So you're much more likely to participate as a girl than a boy. And it was really surprising in the earlier research, actually, how early on that set. And we have to ask ourselves again how much we're kind of projecting onto children. Really, from as young an age of 3, the participation was seen to be quite gendered. So you do see that reflected again at age 17. And also earlier on, we saw that a lot of activities were paid for, where people were trying to engage with the arts outside of school, and that was an issue. Now, while income isn't coming up as a barrier at age 17, it does again show how this reliance on extracurricular activities is really crucial. I think I heard in Noon's contribution there that you played earlier how many art subjects actually aren't available on the school curriculum, particularly in second level. So the only way to participate is outside. So yes, there are differences there, and it makes us really look at, well, how can we ensure greater equality? Because on the flip side, we see the huge benefits of participation in terms of well-being and cognitive development. So it's really important to get equality right. One of the good news stories, though, within it is the work that DESH schools are doing, because the research shows the emphasis put on arts as extracurricular activities in DESH schools, which are on a par with non-DESH schools. And in fact, perceptions of the role that school has played in young people's access to arts and culture, that young people are more likely to feel that school has actually played a proactive role in giving them access to arts and culture if they attended a DESH school. Then again, on the other side of that, the most extracurricular activities and where you're more likely to have opportunities to engage is if you attend a fee-paying school.
We do know that not only does reading or playing music or being involved in a drama group help mental health, there's also, it seems, some evidence that these activities, that they actually contribute to how well young people do at school.
That's true, yeah. So because this follows, the research is longitudinal and follows the same cohort of young people, as I was saying, from age 9, we can see that young people who are reading for pleasure or participating in drama and dance activities are doing better than in their junior certificate, for example. So that's for those who are interested in the kind of academic payoff. It is really interesting to see that. And then what we also see is the life satisfaction. So among 17-year-olds who are participating in cultural activities, that they are that they're also reporting higher life satisfaction.
Shona, thank you very much indeed for taking our call this morning. Shona Nivrian there, Head of Young People, Children and Education with the Arts Council on that survey published this morning.